Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Bartle's Breakdown. I'm your host, Stephen Barto, and today my guest is Larry McKenzie. Larry McKenzie is the author of Basketball, Much More Than Just a Game, with the foreword written by ex-Minnesota current Texas Tech head coach Tubby Smith. So to let you know, my man's got some connections. He's also a community stalwart in the city of Minneapolis. During his tenure as head basketball coach at Patrick Henry High School, his teams won a record 4 consecutive state titles. The National Federation of High School Coaches Association named him Minnesota Coach of the Year in 2011. He brings over 25 years of experience working with inner city youth and is a highly successful motivational speaker at both the youth and corporate levels. It's my pleasure to welcome Larry McKenzie to the show. Larry, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. I came across Larry and his work online through LinkedIn and followed the links back and contacted him, and he's been good to me ever since, and it's been fun following his progress. And so, Larry, let's jump right into it. You know, basketball has been such an integral part of your life. How did you get started in the game?
Well, you know, it's been like a family tradition. I mean, my father was a, you know, high school basketball star back in the day in Miami, and I was fortunate enough to have his younger brother, my uncle Stan McKenzie, who, you know, played high school basketball, went on to play at NYU, end up spending 10 years in the NBA. So, you know, it's just been one of those family things that I've just carried on that tradition.
And since you carried on the tradition, it led you to be a very successful high school coach at Patrick Henry High School. And you had a special player there that was continuing the family tradition named Lawrence McKenzie, who was your son. How was that experience?
You know, it was a great experience, you know, and I was real fortunate in that situation, you know, doing that record run of winning 4 consecutive titles. You know, I was blessed to have Lawrence a part of that. So as I became the only coach in the history of the state of Minnesota to win those 4 consecutive titles, he was also the only player, you know, and so, and he's continued to carry on that legacy, not only on the basketball court, but, you know, continuing to do things in the community now, you know, that he's at that stage in his life.
And so, you know, a lot of times, Coach, we hear about guys that coach their sons or their daughters, and it's a difficult process. You know, how was it for you? Were you tougher on him than you were your other players?
I think initially, yes, you know, and then finally, you know, my wife, his mom said that, you know, well, you gotta treat him like all the rest of the kids. And so we kind of agreed that, you know, after a game, once we got in the car, that I would just put on a different hat and we wouldn't discuss the game, and that he would get to go home like all the other kids got to go home. And, you know, we had our challenges. I mean, I joke now about there were times where we kind of walked through the kitchen, didn't speak to each other, you know, for 2 or 3 days and all of that kind of stuff. But it's funny. I mean, that relationship, I mean, he's now one of my best friends.
Well, that's great that you were able to transition that into and from a dad-son situation into a more of an advisor-friend situation. I've had the pleasure of doing that with my dad as well. I don't know that my dad and I would have survived the head coach-player relationship quite as well as you and your son have, but it's great to hear. You're listening to Bartle's Breakdown. We've got Larry McKenzie with us this afternoon, and let me transition a little bit, Larry. You have a wonderful book out entitled Basketball, More Than Just a Game. I really enjoyed reading this book, and I won't give it away, but what made you write it? What was the impetus for this book?
You know, honestly, Steve, I saw so many kids, you know, being in this game and traveling the country, doing the AAU circuit and all of that kind of stuff. I really saw so many kids that were getting used by the game. And in particular, so many parents that wasn't prepared, you know, for the first time to have that son that was a good athlete. So, you know, over the years, I just kept these notes. And I thought about all of the life lessons and other things that basketball teaches all of us that's been involved with this game. And so I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful concept because you know, you and I both involved in the game in different situations, but I think we both agree that, you know, the love for the game and us maybe being purists, we see a lot that may be wrong right now that could be corrected. And, you know, I love the way that you approach those topics. And you didn't point fingers necessarily at anybody, but you just illuminated the issues that are involved in the game. How has your book been received from the basketball world in general?
Well, you know, I mean, as the young people say, there's always haters out there. And so, you know, you have those folks that disagree. But for the most part, it's been wonderfully received. I mean, we've been blessed. We've sold, you know, over 6,000 copies of the book. I haven't had a parent yet who haven't said, you know, that they've gotten something from the book. And I always tell everybody, it's not a basketball book. It's, you know, it's more about education, inspiration, motivation. But it's all of those things, as you say, as a purist, that the game has taught all of us, you know, the benefits of the game, more than, you know, putting that ball in the basket. So,
you know, you mentioned that the part of the book is motivational, and that leads me into your very successful speaking business. How are you able to transition into your speaking career from the various backgrounds that you have?
Well, you know, as someone that's been involved with education and coaching, I mean, coaching is about, you know, mentoring. And I see what we do, and I know you're also a very successful speaker. You know, it's really, we're just kind of letting people into our world, sharing our passion, sharing our knowledge about what we do. And, you know, I think a lot of being a successful coach is that I've got to be able to inspire and motivate young men and get them to see, you know, see things not as they are, but what they can be. And so that's how I do it when I get an opportunity to go out and share.
And, you know, we have a number of different types of people that listen to this podcast, some of them aspiring speakers that want to get into the business. What is a key that you can share with young speakers or people who are just breaking in that would give them some success?
You know, like I would tell, what I would say to my audience, persevere, follow your dreams. You know, don't believe in I can't. You know, my motto is I can and I will. Nobody ever says it's going to be easy, but you know, you got to follow your dreams. And obviously, you know, what we do is much like basketball. When you're in the speaking arena, it's a very, very competitive type business.
Yes,
and so you have to, you know, you got to work. It's like putting up those 1,500 shots every day. If you want to aspire to a certain level, want to play the game at a certain level, then you got to try to work harder than everybody else. So persevere. You know, when you get knocked down, pick yourself up, keep going. If it's something that you really want to do, don't let anybody tell you that it's not possible.
And for those that may be interested in your services, what are other areas do you specialize in your presentations, and how can people find you in your products?
Well, again, they can always go to www.coachmckenzie.com. You know, we do a variety of things, as you say. I mean, you can find all the various topics, you know, but I'm also, you know, one that opens up, you know, I mean, we work with organizations, businesses, schools, et cetera, to find that speech for their needs. So, but again, if they have questions, they can go to the website, phone number, email is there, and they can feel free to contact us.
I'm going to circle back to basketball a little bit. You've played the game. You've coached the game. You've seen your son and daughter thrive in the game. What's the biggest area of concern do you have for the game that we love right now?
I just think, one, be honest with you, I think kids play way too much basketball these days. Mm. It's a little bit different when I grew up, when you went from sport to sport. I think kids are becoming specialists way too young. Obviously, the concerns about the game is, you know, and I always tell people, I mean, there's a difference between the grassroots and what people call AAU basketball, but the influence of those outside sources. And everybody don't really have the best interests of the kids in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But kids have a heart to kids and parents. when they haven't had that experience, they find it difficult to be able to separate who really cares about them and who's giving them the information that they need. One of the things that I always like to say, Steve, is this. People that want to be your friend tell you the things that they think that you want to hear, but your real friends tell you the truth. And unfortunately, people these days don't really want to hear the truth.
Hmm. Well, that's a powerful statement right there. And I totally agree, being the father of 21 and 14-year-old sons. And unfortunately, they want nothing to do with the family business, but they're smart. And but they too, they kind of cringe when they hear the truth. And, I'm from a different generation, and, you know, I didn't like it, but I knew that it was necessary. And I thank my parents for it today. So, you know, that point you hit on, Larry, is a tremendous one. What can people like me and different people who are interested in preserving the game, what do you think that we can do from an individual standpoint to try to stem the tide a little bit of where the game is going right now?
You know, I think, well, obviously people like yourself that are in the media, and you get an opportunity like this to impact so many people and that kind of thing. I mean, I think, again, we just got to be consistent in terms of the information that we put out. We've definitely got the message now, you know, where the big thing for me at this point is this 2.3 or take a knee. Kids are not going to be able to play basketball or any sport if they're not student athletes.
Right.
And so we just got to give them it's like you were saying, man. I remember when I was a kid and, you know, my dad used to, back in the day, he wanted to give us casserole, you know, so that we wouldn't catch colds. And there's nothing that tastes nastier than that. But, you know, it was one of those necessary evils.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just one of those things that we've got to continue to be truthful about the game.
Yeah. You're listening to Bardo's Breakdown. My host today is Larry McKenzie, author, speaker, coach based out of Minneapolis. Coach, I got to tell you something, man. If y'all can do something about those winters, I'd be up in Minneapolis. I love that city.
It's a beautiful city. And I know you're from Chicago, but I grew up in Miami, Florida. And so I've been here for quite some time. But it is. It's a great place. I love it. Can't get away from it. But I don't think anybody have the answer for those winners.
I think Minneapolis, though, they do a great job of building those tunnels between the buildings downtown. But anytime you got to plug your car up to keep the engine from freezing, that's pretty cold. But
it is indeed.
You know, I have a dear friend who you well know as well, Walter Bond, a tremendous speaker and player at the University of Minnesota, has tried to recruit me up to that city for quite a while now. And, you know, it's amazing when I come up there and the different types of people that I meet. What is it about Minneapolis that draws that entrepreneurial spirit that you see so prevalent among people up there? What is it about that city?
Well, I mean, I think one, you know, if you know the history, I mean, it has a large number of corporate communities and organizations. And I call Minneapolis, it's almost like Star Trek. It's the new frontier. You can go places where you've never been before. And I think that's what people see, you know, people that have that real entrepreneurial spirit, that's what they see when they come to Minnesota. So, and it excites some and it runs some people away. But, you know, as I said, I mean, I love it.
You know, we have a nice mix of people that listen to this podcast, many of whom are young people just starting out in their work careers. I think you touched on a little bit earlier, but what advice would you have for someone that wanted to follow a similar path as yours? Maybe a young coach that understands speaking could be an outlet for community and character development in young people. What kind of advice would you give them?
You know, so one thing that I would say, don't ever be afraid first person to do something. You know, so take some risks, you know, learn to think outside of the box, you know, and again, I mean, just, you know, continue to learn and be challenged and all of those great things that, you know, I would say to young people. So, you know, take some risks, take some chances.
And again, Coach, where can people find you and find your products and services?
Again, feel free to go to www.coachmckenzie, and that's mckenzie.com. All of our information is there, and we would love to hear from you.
Coach, I really appreciate you coming on. It's a pleasure interviewing you, and you know, I think our friendship continues to grow over the years, and I appreciate what you're doing for our young people in the country. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, the feeling is quite mutual, and thank you for this opportunity to share with your great audience.
That will do it for this week's version of Bartle's Breakdown. Really pay attention to Coach McKenzie's words. Get those 1,500 jumpers and that perseverance in. Really makes a huge difference. Also, for the Flying Illini fans out there, we got a special treat coming up in 3 months at the start of college basketball season. The Flying Illini Project. Stay tuned. It's going to be big. That'll do it for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. And always remember, may your will be stronger than your skill. Holla! If you're in need of a professional speaker for your next event, look no further than yours truly, Stephen Bardo. Youth, college, association, or corporate, I will tailor my presentation to exceed your desired outcomes. Go to StephenBardo.com for more information.